going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The big conversation is going to be about trades.
Mm-hmm.
Could Washington make a trade? The other thing, there's multiple times of year where trades become very probable. This is probably the top of that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right before free agency opens as well. But this is trade time, man.
Does any of the trades we thought was going to happen earlier happen now?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I think there's a number of possible trade targets. I think it's convenient for Washington. They don't have to deal with the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
But Trey Hendrickson's out there. I keep hearing these TJ Watt rumors, which I think are nonsense, but who the hell knows? What if Pittsburgh has to move up to take one of these quarterbacks, which could be nonsense too, but mm-hmm. there's so much out there. Kirk Cousins is still out there. You know what I mean? Like, a lot could happen.
Yeah.
And people were surprised that Kirk showed up to offseason workouts. If you're surprised, that's
Kirk,
what Kirk
is not
is.
Going to mess up anything like that. He's going to show up and do all those things. But hey, why not? If you could go work out on their dime in their facilities, and also someone goes, you know what? He's not a problem. You know, he can fit in. He's handling his business right.
We're giving you guys a chance to throw your trade ideas at us. 800-636-1067. Our guy Jaime in Manassas leading us off. What's up, dude?
What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time. How's everything?
We're good, hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm so excited about this draft. I know people. A lot of people think that because we're no longer looking for a quarterback, that we're not that invested in the draft. I think it's totally the opposite, man. We're knocking on the door. We're very close. We went all the way to the NFC Championship last year. And now is when we need those final pieces to get this team rolling and get it all the way. So what I'm thinking is that if you cannot find the pass rusher that we need at the end of the first round, we should trade back. We should get some of those picks that we traded away when we traded for Lattimore, for Tunsil, and we traded for Deebo Samuel. And there is actually a receiver that I like. His name is Jaden Higgins. That he's a 6'4 receiver, big target, hand catcher.
Iowa State kid?
The Iowa State kid.
Yeah.
We can get in the second round, in the upper escalon of the second round, we can get a player like that, and then we can keep building and getting more picks. But I'm very excited about this draft, man. I don't know how people can say, oh, we're no longer looking for a quarterback. Hey, I don't care that much. Actually, it's totally the opposite. We're close. Let's go all the way.
Totally.
I'm with you, Jaime. If somebody says, because we're not looking for a quarterback, the draft's less relevant, good luck. you got the wrong idea.
Yeah.
I mean.
You got to build a team.
Yeah, dude.
You can't just get a quarterback and say, okay, we're done now. That's an idiotic mindset.
Great call, Jaime. Appreciate you, man. The kid Higgins, 6'4", 215, 40 time was 4.47, 1.53 in the 10-yard.
Mm.
39-inch vertical. I mean, his athletic score is really high. He was his total athletic scoring was an 87, ranked eighth among all wide receivers.
All right.
Productive player, started at Eastern Kentucky, was, I think, a second or third team All-American, 87 catches, almost 1,200 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns. I mean, can play on the outside. A lot of these guys coming out kind of look like slot guys. This dude does not.
Mm-hmm.
Big, long wingspan, so big catch radius. I'm not mad at the Higgins.
I think if you ever get you a guy that's big like that, that can be a slot guy, that's a hell of an advantage.
Sure. Well,
that's what Jeff Guy used to do, but he never could get on the field.
They have a guy now that is a pretty big guy, maybe not tall, but big, that can play a little slot for you. Can't forget that they did go get Debo.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is in Silver Spring. Alex, what's the trade, dude?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
All right, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I'm good. Look, I say, really, if nothing is really there long-term, like B-Mitch says, which I agree, really, realistically, on free agency, we already hit pick 29, if you really look at it. But if there's something there, like someone's always going to drop for whatever reason. Tonzo is the example. Or I can go on and on. And if you can move up a few spots, all right. The other one is Hendrickson, still out there like JP said. And, you know, you can make that move. I don't want nothing sexy. If you want something sexy, you can call Sexy Rexy. You love a Sexy Rexy, bring him up there and put him on the sideline.
Thanks for the call.
Hi, brother.
Appreciate you. Who doesn't want something sexy, by the way? But
not on the football field.
I get his point. Like, you don't have to trade. You don't have to do something funky. If the top of their draft board, if they get to 29 and a dude they had rated 23rd best is there and it's a tackle, just take him.
Yeah.
They brought a lot of tackles in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find it interesting if they go tackle, because, yo, you drafted a tackle last year, a guy you told us was your tackle,
mm-hmm,
in Coleman, and you just traded a bunch of picks for a tackle in Tunsil.
Yeah.
But I think these dudes don't operate in the mindset of we have to prove we're right. They're just trying to get better and
what
win more games.
You got Coleman go to a guard. You draft another tackle who could play right. Cosby comes back. You still have Biadasz. You're building an offensive line that's better than what you have. And the Eagles, not everybody playing the position that they played in college. Cowboys in previous years with the best O-line, not everybody played the position they played in the pros in the college. There is a thing out there now, best five. Not the best five people that play tackle, guard, or whatever. The best five offensive linemen on the field. And I think that'll help you out. And if they were to draft a tackle, that's the mindset I would be thinking they're going with.
Best player available. It's what it's got to be. We're taking your calls here on 106.7 The Fan. Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, will join us at noon. Before we go, though, Brian, this won't surprise you. I was out of town for a couple days. You know what happens at my house? It happens at your house. You get boxes. You get boxes and boxes of stuff because women are constantly ordering stuff. That's just how the world works. You said I didn't. Did I tell? Spot the lie? Boxes and boxes and boxes. Shout out to Greg and his son, Mac Papa, for picking up all the boxes. I went and picked them up last night. Now, what did I have to do to get all these boxes in my house? Because we were trying to get the kids asleep. What did I do? Use the garage door because it's silent and it doesn't wake anybody up. And I got all the boxes loaded in there. So if you want to be able to open the door at your house and load in all the boxes your wife orders without waking everybody up, call Door Pro America. I can't tell you how many times my new garage door has truly made a difference. The LiftMaster garage door and the MyQ app, you can open it on your phone. It is awesome. It makes a huge difference, and the folks at Door Pro America can set you up. These guys are experts. They helped us narrow down the options and provided an awesome recommendation for what we needed. The whole process couldn't have been easier. They're based locally. They've been doing garage doors for over 50 years. They can do everything. Maybe you just need maintenance or a little repair, or you need a new guy like I got. Hit them up. Call today. You can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you. Check out the website, doorproamerica.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.